Hello, it's the 17th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A teenager became the victim of a knife crime on Friday, leading to the arrest of four people. The incident took place on Bedford's Brobham Road around 8 in the evening. The 17-year-old male victim received a serious but not fatal slash wound and was taken to hospital. Four individuals were quickly detained by Beds Police, an 18-year-old male and three boys charged with suspicion of assault. The eldest of the group was also arrested on suspicion of carrying a firearm based on the testimony of a Greyfriars business owner through early interaction. Investigation officer Lucy Pascuzzi said a weapon could have been discarded into a garden or somewhere else in this area, such as in North Parade or Midland Road. She added, "We all have a responsibility to stop violence in this nature involving young people." Today marks the beginning of the previously postponed Recycle Week due to the Queen's passing. Bedford Borough, in partnership with Recycle Now, will be providing tips for keeping household waste out of landfills. Campaign manager for Recycle Now, Craig Stevens, said, "By recycling even better now, we can have a big impact on our environment in Bedford Borough." Main suspect Neil Maxwell in the Leah Croucher murder case was referred to Beds Police 3 months prior to her disappearance in connection with a prior sexual assault. Due to the incident location in Newport Pagnell, Beds Police handed over the case to Thames Valley officers. Maxwell took his own life 2 months after the murder of the Milton Keynes teenager. Luton kitchen porter and delivery driver Vinod Kumar Hamidi from South India won a best of the best competition by purchasing a £5 ticket. The Hattersfield University student will receive £200,000. He plans to improve his family quality of life in India due to their sacrifice to fund his studies. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.